Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You know, yesterday was a very special day. It was Good Friday, and it commemorates the passion and the death of Jesus. We watched the Passion by Mel Gibson in our house last night, and it's part of what's known in many traditions as the Easter Triduum, or the Paschal Feast, which ends tomorrow on Sunday. So it starts on Good Friday and runs through to Sunday. So it's a 3 days of, you know, reflecting, spending time thinking, and then eventually celebrating Jesus' resurrection. Now in studio to tell us more about this time of the year and what it means for him, we have Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from the People's Church, Dublin City, located in Pierce Street in Dublin. And you're very welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you, Jackie. It's always great to be here.
It is. And I believe it's special that you're here today because your car wouldn't start.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. We got to go.
Yay. And have you ever read Peretti novels, Frank Peretti?
Bits and pieces,
yeah,
not much.
You know, I love his novels because it's like, you know, the guy's in the car and he's getting ready to go somewhere and it won't start. And it's, you know, like the bad angels have their swords going through the engine of the car, you know, you have to pray them off. It's like, it gets really, it gets really lively. But anyway, it gets your imagination going. But we're not here to talk about Peretti. We're here to talk about Easter. Give us an idea of what you're doing this weekend. What are you up to?
Last night we had a service at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
A great service. And then tomorrow we have a celebration service. So the kids will do something, then I'll share something, and then we'll have some songs and worship together, and then some snacks, and after service we'll just have time, coffee, tea, coffee, cakes and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, it's a nice time to celebrate, isn't it?
Yeah, well, for me, Jackie, I was away in Austria last week, and coming back on Thursday, I began to think of when I came to know the Lord over 20 odd years ago.
Wow.
And this sense of thankfulness was really, you know, resonating in my heart, and that's what I was sharing last night. You know, sometimes on Good Friday we tend to always focus on, you know, the horrific crucifixion, and that's part of it. But sometimes I think we have to realize and be thankful for what the Lord did for us.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's a preacher, I cannot recall his name, but I love his, he preaches about Good Friday, and he says, not to worry, Sunday's a-coming.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the line that he said that he repeats throughout it. Sunday's a-coming, Sunday's a-coming. And, you know, it is, because you could go, what's good about Good Friday? That sounds horrific. But suffering without meaning is horrific.
Yeah.
But suffering with purpose and passion is a whole different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. I mean, I was reading Chuck Swindoll's book on the life of Jesus as I was flying back from Austria, and he talked about the crucifixion. There was two types of crucifixion, and for some reason Jesus was the one that had the second type of crucifixion, was the worst type of crucifixion. And when you read, you know, exactly what happened, I think Mel Gibson really, you know, captures it in The Passion. But I think sometimes we don't really take time to really think of the horrendous pain and suffering that he went through. But that was for the perfect reason, and that was for you and me.
Mm.
And that's where we have to, you know, we often forget that. We have to bring that in, that suffering, that horrific pain, and that, you know, incredible death that he went through was really for us.
Yeah.
And that's what we should focus on.
Yeah.
The fact that he did it for you and me even before we knew him. And the scripture says even before we knew him, he knew us.
Yeah.
Before we called on his name, he called upon us. So I think sometimes we forget that the Good Friday is really all about what he did for us and the gift of salvation he gave to all of us.
Amen, amen. You know, I often think about, you know, I remember being told once, and this really hit home with me, is that if I were the only person that existed, Jesus still would have gone to the cross just for me. Because, you know, you think he's redeemed all humankind, you know, anybody who knows, loves, and serves him and believes in him. But, you know, to think that he would do all of that just for me as an individual blows my mind.
Well, and I think that's what we've lost. We, you know, most people concentrate on the whole concept of religion. But the fact that Christ did that was to have a relationship with us.
Mm.
So whether we were the only person on the planet, as you said, you know, he did it for, and the reason he did it for was to have a relationship with us. That's quite astounding, really.
It is. It is. You know? Beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, our listeners this morning, what advice would you have for them over these next 3 days? We're kind of into the middle now. In our family, like on Friday, we are very solemn on Friday because it's Good right. Friday, and we have a few services we go to, and we think about the Stations of the Cross, and we think about Jesus. We tend to watch the Passion of the Christ right. on that day because yeah. of the day that's in it, and then Saturday starts to lift a little bit, not a yeah. lot, but a little bit. You start to feel the hope coming, mm. and it's coming, and then Sunday it's like, wah! What would you recommend and advise for people over the next 3 days? We're kind of halfway into it now.
Well, especially if you are a Christian, I think it's time to take time to really reflect on what he did for us, but also have those moments of quietness and reflection and meditation. Especially yesterday, Good Friday is always a time of meditation and reflection, but I think Sunday morning should be the most powerful, the most exciting, and the most triumphant Sunday service right across this country, in every denomination and every church. We should really lift the house and celebrate the victory that Christ did for all of us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one without the other doesn't complete it, so we need both.
Yeah.
So we need to reflect on the death and the pain and the suffering that he went through for all of us, but also to rejoice on Sunday. I heard your man recently, thought it was very good, from Rent Collective. He said, we should enter the house of God with great joy. He said, because the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience. And he goes on, he talks about, let us as Christians be different in our service, that it's a joyful place.
Yeah.
And I think especially on Easter Sunday,
oh, yeah.
we should really...
raise the roof.
I mean, we should open the city.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We should really, the city, people walking by our churches should hear the sound of this incredible victory and the sound of Zion coming from our hearts.
Amen.
You know,
amen. You know, and Easter, let's talk about that a little bit, because, you know, Easter is becoming a little bit more commercialized, kind of not as bad as Christmas. I think Christmas is really over commercialized, but Easter, you start to see that happening now, you know, with the shops and people thinking about buying things and all this kind of stuff. Is it a good time to kind of talk about Christ and the real meaning with our friends and neighbors, because people do celebrate Easter even if they're not Christian?
Well, I think it's one of the, for me personally, Jackie, I think it's a great time, because most people celebrate Easter. And you know yourself, most people go to church on Easter morning. Mm. For some reason, they tend to probably flock more to church Easter than they do Christmas. And I think it's a great way of really, really, you know, bringing forward our beliefs and, you know, and what Christ did for us. I really think it's a great opportunity for all of us. You know, for our neighbours, for our friends, you know, and even those who are shopping or whatever they're doing there. And I found yesterday when I came back to Dublin on Friday was there's a real great atmosphere in the airport, real right. sense of, you know, it's a holiday time.
Homecoming.
And hope. And yeah. I think we should really capitalise on that.
Yeah.
And invite our friends to church. Why not? Invite your friend to church. That's what I say.
How crazy would that be?
Absolutely. I mean, it's time. If we really believe what we believe in, well, then we should express what we believe in.
We should share the good news.
Absolutely. And we yeah. should invite as many people to church on Sunday and let them experience something quite amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Any advice for prayers this weekend? It's a time when people will probably be thinking a little bit more about prayer and spending some time trying to contemplate and think.
Well, I think, Jackie, our country needs a lot of prayer.
Amen, brother. Can I agree think, with you on that one?
You know, my mother-in-law is an intercessor, and she said to me, yes, she was asking about the Eighth Amendment.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, Pa, she said, the only thing that will help that is when people of God begin to pray together. And I think maybe because we're all aware of what Christ did and the debt and the price he paid for us, it's a real time when we can reflect on what he did, but it's also a great opportunity that we begin to pray for our nation.
Mm.
This nation needs prayer, Jackie.
Oh, tell me about
really,
it. You can
really
see it in the papers.
Prayer.
I mean, it's all over the papers the last 3 days about the rape trial and consent and blah, all this stuff, blah, blah. I just, blah, 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 all this stuff. And it's like, where are the conversations? I would love somebody to stand up and say, what about families? You know, is this happening to our nation, to our young men and women, because families are breaking down and they're not teaching and they're not talking and they're not communicating the message of love and respect and dignity of the human person?
Well, I think, Jackie, I'll share something with you. I was in Austria and I ended up at a meeting in Austria. And next year they're doing a thing called Europe, Awake Europe.
Yeah.
And they're doing this massive stadium event for Austria. And the guy running is Ben Fitzgerald. He's actually from, he's from Melbourne, but he lived in California for years. And he said something very interesting. He said, Austria at this point, he says, needs the Austrian people to pray again.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we must set up a system where we flood Austria with prayer. He said, prayer is the only thing that's going to unify and change Austria.
Amen.
And I when I was sitting there, I thought about Ireland. I thought what's happening.
Uh-huh.
I thought about the rape thing. I saw something yesterday, Jackie, on Facebook about the kids in England, right? They're taking this new drug called Xanax, right? Horrendous thing. And I was looking at the horrific condition these kids are in. And then I was thinking about the rape trial. And then I was thinking about kids every weekend going out taking drugs. And I thought, rather than all the churches standing for what they believe, that if they could come together and put aside their differences and pray for this country and ask God to do something extraordinary. I feel, Jackie, Ireland is ripe for something.
Uh-huh.
And I think all of us together could make a difference. We could, rather than our kids talking about what's happening with this rape trial and the Eighth Amendment and all of us concentrating on all the problems, that if we could just lift our heads above the problems and say, you know what, let's pray together. Let's set up a prayer meeting in the schools, in the colleges, in the hospitals, everywhere possibly that we can find, set up two or three praying for our country. Honestly, you know, that verse rings in my heart this morning, Jackie. If my people call by my name would humble themselves and pray for the land, God promises I will heal their land. I will heal their land. So I'm calling out to every Christian in this country, don't fight against the Eighth Amendment. Pray for the Eighth Amendment.
Pray.
That God will speak in this hour.
Mm.
God will speak to those politicians. Only God can change the heart of man. And that's what we need. Together praying, Jackie, we could see a difference, you know.
Have you heard about this movement started by, I think Sharon Lynch is her name, if I've got the name right. If I've ever recalled the name right, I'm not so good at names sometimes. But Pray for the Eighth at Eight. Have you heard about this?
No.
Well, I'll give you some cards on your way out. She's done these cards up trying to encourage people at 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night or both just to say this small prayer for Ireland.
Wow.
You know, it's just an amazingly simple idea, but a really, really powerful. And she's a stay-at-home mom. She was thinking she was sitting there at home thinking, what can I do? I got kids. I can't get out. I can't do this. I can't do much. I can start this. And it just came to her. And it's this growing momentum, and she's trying to get it into the churches. So,
well, you could imagine, Jackie. It takes 20 seconds to say a prayer.
That's it. That's it. And it's lifted up there, and then God can use that prayer to change.
Imagine all of us praying 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah. Stop.
Imagine the difference we'd make.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's time.
It is time. I agree with you. Totally agree with you. I'm inspired. I really am. I think that these are great conversations. I'm so glad you can come on every so often on a Saturday, and we can kind of pick through these ideas and think about them. And I think really the takeaway is prayer.
Could we end with a prayer, Jackie?
Sure.
What do you think?
I think so.
That'd be all right?
Sure. Go ahead.
Lord, we ask you today that you would intervene in this situation. We pray for every minister, every pastor, every churchgoer, every leader around this country. Lord, I pray that you press upon them that they would pray for this wonderful nation. That, Lord, we wouldn't be like all the other places in Europe. That we wouldn't have this abortion thing running through our nation. The blood of the innocent falling in this country. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that from heaven's perspective, that you would move on the hearts of all those politicians, and that you would turn their hearts from this situation, and that your name would be glorified, and that we would rejoice and say, look what the Lord has done. Isn't it marvelous in his eyes? Friends, take a few minutes, a few seconds over this wonderful time of celebration, the resurrection of Jesus, and pray for our country. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Pat Fitzgerald from the People's Church, Dublin City, located on Pierce Street in Dublin. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. And thank for sharing your ideas, and thank you for your prayer.
Thank you, Jackie.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.